Welcome to the Codependent Me podcast. I'm Tamara Shaw, a recovering codependent, a codependent life coach, and the co-author of God Turned Mommy's Wine into Water. This podcast was created to increase the awareness of codependency and to give a more holistic look at the journey and healing of codependence. Welcome to the Codependent Me podcast. I am your host, Tamara Shaw, and today we have special guest, Shannon Bryant. She is the founder and CEO of Top Self and also the host of Top Self Podcast. Welcome to the show, Shannon.
Oh, thanks so much for having me. I am so excited about this conversation.
Yes, it's going to be juicy.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So we're going to let the audience know in advance that today we're going to be talking about jealousy, how it affects relationships and yourself, of course, because that comes from inside. But Shannon's going to give us some tips. We're going to talk about how it comes about, healthy versus toxic jealousy. And but before we get there, Shannon, tell us about you.
Well, as you mentioned, I'm the host of the Top Self podcast. I am also a relationship confidence expert and one of the select few who really focus on the topic of jealousy. So, and romantic jealousy in specifically.
Yes, that's so good. So tell us about how you became a relationship. I don't know if you say coach or.
Yeah, relationship confidence expert is really what I go by. But I kind of stumbled on it, to be honest, and really stumbled on the topic of jealousy.
Awesome.
I was giving a talk for a women's ACA group. So if someone doesn't know, that's adult children of alcoholics. You and I discussed, put our crowns on. My father was an alcoholic, and I was speaking to this women's ACA group, and I was just sharing my story, what it was like to grow up with a father who was an alcoholic, and then more specifically, how that affected my life as an adult. And, you know, one of the biggest things that I struggled with for decades was insecurity and jealousy in my relationships. And so I would, you know, one, stay in relationships for way too long because I was insecure. I thought that that is all that was, you know, out there for me. Yeah. And that's what I deserved. And then I ruined maybe some good relationships with some potential perfectly fine people because of my jealousy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, jealousy is one of those topics that there's a lot of shame around. There's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of embarrassment. Yes. So people don't want to talk about it. When I was speaking to this group and I told some examples of how my life was being jealous and how I ruined relationships, at the end, all of these hands went up and they were like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you just said that out loud. I can't believe you told the things that you were doing.
Yeah.
And also the biggest one is, they thought that they were the only person doing that and thinking that way. And so I thought, okay, I have been able to really figure out a way to manage this in my relationships, and I need to help other people do that too.
Ah, oh, I love it. Well, I say let's get to it, because when I was sitting here and I was thinking about, you know, you sit back and you think about the next episode and, you know, I was like, oh my gosh, I started thinking about myself and different things that I've done in my past in jealousy and how jealousy really, it would dictate how I would act on a day-to-day basis, depending on how I felt in this jealous state of mind. It changes how you act completely. So, so let's talk about, okay, so you and your profile, it said jealousy is not a problem. It's a solution.
Yeah.
So tell us what that means.
Sure. I get a lot of times with my clients, they come to me because jealousy is really showing up in their lives. It's driving their lives. And we'll talk about the difference between potentially healthy relationship and toxic relationships when it comes to jealousy. But they would say, gosh, jealousy, I have such a problem with jealousy. Jealousy is such a big problem in my relationship. And really, it's jealousy is not a problem. It's not the problem. Jealousy is a solution. It's a symptom of a bigger problem. It's just showing up that way. So when you are feeling this toxic jealousy, or what we call morbid jealousy, it's kind of that tap on the shoulder, and it'll keep doing it. You know this, Tamla. It'll go, hey, I'm still here. I'm still here doing this. I'm still here making, you anxious and making you not be able to focus or concentrate or be present in your life and do things for yourself. I'm still here.
Absolutely. And you're right. You can't be present in your life because it's that little thing that's tapping, going, well, I wonder if they're doing this. How can I check that? How do I confirm this? Do I need to look through the closet? Do I need to look through the drawers? Do I need to look through the phone? Do I need to grab the tablet? Do I know people that have gone so far that they add those trackers, flip it in a car, in the car to see where a person is going. And it's just not, that wasn't me. That was my cousin. I'm just kidding.
Blame it on the cousin, right?
So, it'll make you almost feel insane.
Yes, it does. And that is where it gets into this toxic jealousy. And if it's okay, let's talk
Yes,
about the
absolutely.
difference.
Yes, please.
And I want to maybe back up a little bit so that people are following, so that they know exactly what we're talking about, because a lot of times we get jealousy and envy confused, or we mix them. So envy is really about the coworker who got the promotion over you, or the neighbor who, their house is bigger and better, or all brick and yours isn't. And it's wanting something that someone else has. Jealousy is the fear of someone taking what you have, in particular, a partner, typically a romantic partner. So we're worried that that partner is going to cheat or abandon us, or somebody's going to take them from us, which then we're viewing the world and living our lives looking for all of these potential threats. And that's where we get into these insecure habits where we're looking through their phone, we're looking at their email, we're reading their text messages, we're looking them up on social media. Whose stuff did they like, and who commented, and what did they say, and what does that emoji mean? And so we get into these really bad habits. It also, and you touched on it, where, my gosh, I am thinking about my partner constantly, to the point where I'm anxious every day. I can't focus at work. I don't even feel present with my kids. That was, one for me as well, of just trying to be present with my son and knowing my mind was completely somewhere else.
Yes, absolutely. And I love that you mentioned social media because, I've had, of course, I'm a coach, so I've had people say, but someone put blah blah emoji on there, and I know that means blah blah blah. And it's just like, maybe not. Maybe not. But we do, we make it real. It's false evidence appearing real, right? You
That's
have
right.
this fear that, like you said, that someone is going to take this person th thing, and I love this topic. I don't know if you've ever had it for children, because I think about toys, and it's whatever you think you possess. Although you're not supposed to possess people, however, I do see that. I see where it's like, oh, but they're going to take that person from me. So we have this fear, that false evidence appearing real, that we make real, and it's very real inside of our bodies. And that's where it produces this jealousy and these actions and all of those things. So, is there a healthy level of jealousy? And if so, what does that look like?
I mean, jealousy's been around since the beginning of time, right? We and especially then, it was really actually important. It's there for a reason. Anytime we have these emotions, there's purpose behind them in terms of, a long time ago, of course, women would be jealous and really kind of guard and hey, this is my partner because this is the person that's going to take care of me and my offspring or my children or whatever the situation is. So that jealousy has existed for a long time. Now, where we get to these days, do we need to look at it that way? No. And a lot of people are coming from maybe some dysfunction in their background where their parent wasn't parenting properly. A lot of people have that situation. And so then we go into these relationships and we're wanting that from our partner. And those are two different relationships. So we're constantly seeking this reassurance from our partner to fulfill this need that we didn't have met, that we still don't know how to meet ourselves. So yes, jealousy, and jealousy is fine. And sometimes like, okay, it's not, oh, I noticed, that you were noticing my person. Totally fine. It's when it gets into more of that toxic jealousy, like we were talking about, where it's driving your life, it's guiding you, you're anxious all the time. I remember years ago when, I mean, my husband and I, we couldn't even go to eat anymore. We couldn't go to movies. We couldn't go to events because my jealousy would rear up. We'd go to a restaurant and I was already, I've already noticed all the potential threats while we're still waiting to be seated. I know where they are. I know who they are. And if he looked in that direction,
Would set you off.
would set me off. And just like you were saying, false evidence, he could have been looking for the restroom or art, or maybe he was looking at her.
Which is okay, right?
Right.
That
Yeah.
is okay. They have eyes. Looking does not mean I want to take home approach or any of that.
Yes. It's what we make it mean about us. And that's always where it comes back to us.
That's
Right.
good. That's
Yeah.
so good. It is that it's that mirrors, like it's you how you're feeling about the situation, not the other person. And if you're wondering how they're feeling about it, ask.
Yeah.
I would never ask. I would assume it would be this whole Broadway musical in my head, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it was curtains up and it was going, it was happening, but it was very real for me, you know? Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I want to touch on that just briefly if I can. I love it. I love you liking it to a Broadway musical. I always say, like, yeah, it's this whole, trail of thoughts that you've got going on and this big gigantic story that you've created. And, now I've got the two of them off running off to Mexico together. So I understand what you mean there. I want to talk about, though, you mentioned that it feels so real. And there's a reason that it feels real. There's also a reason one of the reasons why I keep telling my embarrassing stories and the things that I did in my relationship is I want people to understand there's a reason that you are feeling jealous and that's okay. There's a very good reason. Either, as I mentioned, you grew up with some dysfunction and you have a big fear of abandonment or, whatever that is. That's real. That's understandable. Or maybe you were in a relationship where someone did cheat on you, or a series of relationships where there was infidelity. So yeah, of course. And then it feeling real, my amygdala in my brain, my seeing eye dog that looks out for me that says, "Hey, this looks familiar to something that happened before that you didn't like."
Ding,
Right?
ding,
It
ding.
goes, ding, ding, ding. Hey, send all the signals and
Anxiety and
triggers.
fear, yes.
Yes, and our body doesn't know the difference. So that's why you feel that way. It feels so strong. And sometimes we get convinced that because it feels so strong, there must be something to it. And it's not the case. Your brain just doesn't know the difference.
Right. And I love the way that you said the brain doesn't know the difference because truly, truly, the brain. You can think about something from your past, and your brain can honestly think that it's in your present. Of course, just like this.
Yes.
But it could also be vacations. It could be, celebrations, whatever it is that, whatever that thing is, we have to remember that the brain can bring it to the present, even though it's a part of your past. And if the brain brings it to your present, the body's going to follow. So I don't want to skip to the end. So I don't want to, I know we're going to get to how do we fix these feelings and all of this. However, I still want to kind of stay in this area of why this happens. Like you said, it could be it's all from something happening in your past. But the self-confidence, the overall well-being of a person, can you talk about why it's very, very important to work on that part in order to hone in the jealousy?
That's really good. And we have to get really self-aware. It's also kind of the first step in how do I manage this that we'll talk about. But a lot of times people will say, we love to project. I mean, we just do as humans. We love to project and go, as long as I'm blaming somebody else, it's so much easier. Because then I don't have to look at it. I don't have to do the work. And so that's often what will happen. People will initially go, well, if my boyfriend wasn't so flirty, I wouldn't be jealous. If my girlfriend didn't look at people, I wouldn't be jealous. If my boyfriend paid me more attention, I wouldn't feel so insecure. The thing is, we know that that's all, it is all coming from self, and it is a need that we haven't figured out how to fulfill ourselves. It's not saying that our partners can't ever make us feel good, of course, and we want that. But what happens is we get into these really bad, insecure habits, and I compare it to, unfortunately, like a drug addiction, where we've got this thing, like we need it, right? And it builds and builds, and you have maybe experienced that feeling, and you're like, I have to do something to one, either get rid of this feeling or to satisfy it, to get that need met. Again, our brain is going to go, what's the quickest, fastest way to get Tamala's need met? And I don't care if it's healthy for her or not, if it makes her relationship better or not. I don't care. It's quickest, fastest way, and it develops these strategies to do that. And a lot of times it's, I'm going to blame my partner because that's easiest. Or I'm going to seek that reassurance in some way. I'm going to question them to death. Do you still love me? Do you still care about me? Do you find her, the new girl in accounting, attractive? All of those things where we want that reassurance. Then we get it. We feel better for a little bit. And then here comes the need again.
So I again love that you connected that to addiction, because it is the same feeling. It's the dopamine in the brain looking for something. It's looking for that satisfaction. And most times, it's the quick one. It's the quick way. Like you just said, it's the same. It is the exact, it's the same thing. It's just not with alcohol or some type of, drug, your drug of choice. The DOC is jealousy.
The DOC is jealousy. I love it. I'm gonna steal that from you. That's going on my social media. The DOC is jealousy. But you're right. And we go about it in a very similar way. Like, I don't care what the consequences are. I mean, I do, but not
Not
enough
at
to
that
not
moment.
make me do this.
Right. Now, in that moment, you really may not care. Now, later on, once you've jumped in the rabbit hole, it's like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get out of here?
And I assume that's the same. I've never, knock on wood, I've never had any addiction to drugs or anything like that, but I assume it feels the same way, like, oh, okay, I got it and I did it. And now I feel like crap. And now here comes the guilt and the shame and the embarrassment.
So true. So how do you pull yourself out, or as you stated, tame the jealousy within?
A lot of people will say, can I ever make it go away? And, my answer to that, quite frankly, is maybe, maybe not. So sometimes it is, I can't promise that you're never going to feel jealous again in your life. And that would be irresponsible for me to say, you're never going to feel jealous, because it's
It's
fine. It's a human response. But can we get it to the point where it isn't driving your life? We're going back to, oh, okay, I can feel present. I can actually focus on me and what I want to accomplish, and I can focus at work, and I can feel present with my kids. Absolutely, we can get there.
perfect. So
Yeah.
you in your programs, what type of programs do you offer that?
So I have one-on-one coaching that I do. So I do a 3 or 6 month program, just kind of depending on where the person is and how much time they want to dedicate to it. So I do one-on-one coaching. I have a great group coaching program called Trust Building Boot Camp. It's amazing when people come together and they have someone else for the first time to go, oh my gosh, you do that too. Or, oh, they understand how they're feeling. So that's group. And then I have a membership where people can sign up, subscribe to the monthly membership. And I do group coaching on there twice a month. And once a month, we do training. So there are challenges, all kinds of stuff. But it really starts with self-awareness. And that's where I start with everyone. Right.
That's perfect. Self-awareness is definitely it's where it starts, because the person that you are pushing this jealousy onto, and maybe that's not saying it correctly, but that's how I feel like I push my jealousy on people. It has nothing to do with them, right? It has everything to do with me, because if I do the work, let's say I'm out romantically and that person is looking at someone else. Okay. Do I know how to handle that? That all comes from within, right? And if you find that that person is doing something that's not right, you have to know how to deal with that correctly, which again starts with self. So.
And a lot of times what I find is in the beginning, before we do the work on ourselves, we're always confused. I can't tell you how many times people say, well, I just don't know, because I don't know, I don't know if I should be upset about this, because am I upset because it's something that anybody would be upset about if that person did it in a relationship? Or am I upset about it because of my jealousy? So they don't have the self-trust. Once you start working on yourself as a
That's
coach,
good.
this, then all of that stuff make it so much easier to discern. Hey, is this something that I should be figuring out, or should I not be even dealing with this? And it makes it much easier for that person to figure out. But we have to start getting them there first with that self-awareness and really going through the think, do, say exercises that I help people with. So I kind of say, you can't move what's in your way until you acknowledge what you think, do, and say, or the insecure things you think, do, and say. We have to get really clear on that. Like, what am I actually bringing to this relationship? Because I want to keep it blaming my partner. Where am I in this? What am I thinking? What am I doing? What am I saying?
So it's think, do, say. I'm processing quickly, because I like that. Okay, what am I thinking?
Yeah, what am I thinking? What are the insecure things that I'm thinking? So just for example, we said, okay, my partner is looking at someone. Well, what does that mean? What am I saying? What am I thinking to myself that that means? Do I think that that means he wants to be with her? Am I thinking that that means I'm unattractive? So what am I thinking? What's the insecure things I'm thinking? Then we move to the say, and I'm just having them make a list, like just, take however many days or weeks you need to, because it, let's see how long it takes for these to come out. Then I'm going to go to say, what are the insecure things you're saying to your partner? This one is really eye-opening because I think people like, I kind of know that I do jabs here and there, but when you see how many and how often, it's like, my favorite one used to be if my husband was trying to get me to remember something and he'd say, don't you remember 3 years ago when we went to such and such? If I didn't remember right away, I would say, oh, that must have been your girlfriend. Or, though, right?
Done
Those
it.
kinds of jabs.
I've done that. Oh, that must have been someone else that you've talked to, or oh, that's your other girlfriend. Like what?
Yeah, that wasn't me. You didn't tell me that. It must have been your girlfriend that you told. Or, and what's wild is almost in your head, they don't have a girlfriend,
Absolutely.
but you still say it.
So that's the jealousy responding.
That is the, I'm gonna let you know just in case you think I might not know, or you think like I'm letting you know that you're not gonna get one over on me. Just in case, I'm gonna say that.
Oh my goodness. That's
Right?
wild. That's
Yeah.
wild.
Yeah. Then we move to the do. This is the last one, the do, and this one's really important. So we talked about the do's. Am I looking them up? Am I going into their phone, their email, text? For me, it was looking them up on location services. I wish I would have gotten paid. It was like a part-time job. I did it all the time. Is he where he said he was supposed to be, or is he somewhere that I don't know? Yes. And so writing down all of the do's, and then you pick just one. One that you think is going to be the easiest of all of the ones that you do. Like this would be the easiest. It's still going to be hard, but it's going to be the easiest one that maybe I could give up. And we start there so that you can get just some mini wins as we start the process. Like you can do all the other 27 things that you're doing. That one, though, we're not doing anymore. And while that's happening, we're also then talking about these core wounds that someone has and the needs that aren't being met or the needs that they're getting. Like, how is it getting met from doing these things with their partner, questioning them? So we're trying to get a mini win by let's stop doing that one thing. Because here's the if people can understand this concept, if what you really want is actually happening, like what I really want is that my partner isn't doing anything. They don't have a girlfriend. They're not being inappropriate on social media or their text. They're really being a genuine good partner to me. If what you really want is happening, if it's true, you will look forever because you can't prove fidelity. You will look forever. There's no sign of it. You're never going to find it.
And that's the thing. If you don't find it, you will continue to look. And it's like it's nonstop. And it can really drive a person away. Because if you're always looking for them to do wrong and they're doing right, you are always on the hunt. You are always on the hunt.
It's
So.
like that, like, oh, I must not be looking in the right place. I must not be looking at the right time. He must be really good at deleting them, or he's hiding them somewhere else. Like, you're always going to come up with why you're not finding something. And what's ironic is we never think, well, could it be because there is nothing?
I could be a good he I could be with a great person.
I might be this time with a good person. I might be.
So do you talk through if they find out that what they were jealous about is true? Like, let's say they are cheating or being misguiding.
I actually just had this happen to someone inside my membership where she was really trying to work on her jealousy, really putting that energy and focus in herself. And then what she feared did happen. But here's and I've said this before, of we have to set aside what your partner may or may not do. We can't, nobody can guarantee if you're going to be with that person forever or not. Nobody can guarantee if they're going to cheat or not, or leave or not. So we need to set that aside and focus on why is this such a driving force in your life? And why is it, you know, let's get into that of why it's so important. And here's the other thing. When you're someone like for me, my dad, you know, my parents got divorced when I was 12. And I told my dad, as long as you're drinking, I don't want to have anything to do with you. Well, he took that to heart. And I didn't, he wasn't in my life for the majority of my life after 12. So until this last 3 years, which we started to build this beautiful relationship, and unfortunately he passed away. But so when you think about that thought, that story that I carried of, well, gosh, if my own dad doesn't love me, no one's going to love me, or I must not be worthy of love. So if I have that going on, I'm probably not picking the best partners either, the majority of the time. So again, we can't change other people. All we can do is make ourselves better to either pick better partners or to be able to feel strong and secure if that does happen. Or hopefully the best is I'm strong and secure in the relationship with somebody who is also strong and secure.
Yes, that's awesome. And I love that because, you know, like you said, in life, you can't dictate or make people be who you want them to be. So if you happen to find someone that is not being or treating you the way that you want to be treated, you've got to have that strength to move on and to also not take that forward, right? I think that the longer you stay in something, and I know because I've stayed in them way too long, the more you feel like fixing, or you think that, okay, I have to deal with this, and you don't. But I think the quicker you identify and do the needful, you just move on. You don't take as much baggage with you to heal, right? And I try to tell people all the time, our relationships are like vacations, meaning you pack for a vacation. When you come home, you have to unpack before you go on your next vacation.
Ooh, that's so good.
Right?
So
Because
good.
I went to Alaska, that the things that I packed for Alaska is going to look very different than what I'm packing to go to California. So I must unpack. I must heal. I must take what I need to take from Alaska. But if I don't need to take anything from what I packed from Alaska with me to California, you don't take it.
You're not going.
That you're exactly, it's
It's
not
not
going.
going.
Absolutely. So I just, so good, so good. So your website is www.topself.com. And where can they find your podcast? Because I definitely need to tune in.
Well, thanks so much. Yeah, the podcast is everywhere. Apple, Spotify, really anywhere you get your podcasts, it's Top Self. And or you can go to the website. There's a link there to get to the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram at Top Self Coach.
Nice. And if they want to work with you on a program, get into a group or something like that, they can do that on the website.
Yeah, the website there is a, and I also do free discovery calls for anyone. So we can just talk through like, what is the main thing that you're dealing with? I can give some recommendations or some thoughts, different ways to think about whatever that main thing is that you're maybe struggling with. And then we can also talk about different ways that they can work with me.
Very, very nice. And of course, audience, I'll have everything in the show notes. Don't you worry. And I ask all of my guests, if you could tell the audience one last thing, one nice nugget, what would it be?
Mine would be to start talking about that thing that you think is just yours, that you think makes you weird or quirky or different or doesn't fit in, or all of those things that we maybe look at as negatives about ourselves, and start talking about them. Start embracing them, because what you will find is a whole group of people that have those things, that feel that way, or that just absolutely love that about you.
Yes.
So.
So good. This has been so good. I could talk to you for hours. I could talk to you for
Same.
hours. So thank you so much for being on the show, Shannon. This has been wonderful. Definitely, like I told you, I really would love to work with you in the future. And thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I'd like to tell the audience that I know that you could choose any podcast and you chose this one, and I thank you. And I want you to remember that you matter and your story matters. And until next time, have a wonderful day. Bye.
I understand that nothing is more valuable than your time. So thank you for listening. Be sure to join our Facebook group, Codependent Me, and check out my website at codependentme.org. Thanks so much. Have a great day.